The small to medium as well as the micro business sectors have been hit so hard in the past 6 months with the economic impacts of the COVID-19 related national lockdown. Some businesses have had to shut their doors with people losing their jobs in the process. Some businesses have managed to keep their heads above water, but only just. So in light of it being Heritage Month, South Africans are being encouraged to be patriotic in their buying of products and services to help boost the fortunes of SMEs. This will be vital as the sector is known to be a job generator and ultimately the lifeblood of local economies. Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Carl Westvig. He's the CEO at Retail Capital South Africa. Thanks very much, Carl, for joining us. So as a lender to the SME sector, what are your observations around how badly hit the sector's been during the national lockdown?
So it's been very tough for pretty much most businesses. We've seen a dramatic improvement. So as of April, we saw only about 10% of businesses trading that we fund and look after. Now we're sitting at roughly 85% to 90% of trading, but they're knock-on effects. So some have outperformed and some are still lagging substantially.
Yeah. So we've heard on many occasions SME advocates pushing for some of the 200 billion rand loan guarantee funds being administered by the big banks to be shifted to organisations like yours, which perhaps better understand the SME sector and have a better way of ensuring that these entities do make good on the loans that are given to them. Are discussions still being had in this regard, or alternative lenders have just decided to give up?
So they're discussions. I think there's some fundamental structural problems in that the funding goes through the banking system. So they're trying to find a structure to be able to on-lend into the non-bank lenders. I don't think there's sufficient political will to support the non-bank lenders, certainly from the banks. And on top of it, they're just overcomplicating things. So there are ongoing discussions. There's three options on the table to try and support. But by this stage, we actually are on the other side. We have sufficient funding to fund our businesses anyway.
Yes.
And we have access to those funds, those businesses anyway. So we don't really require government support anymore.
Right.
I think they've missed the boat.
So we know that the COVID-19 related economic shutdown has been really damaging for the SME sector, with some sadly unlikely to be open again. And in light of this being Heritage Month with Heritage Day tomorrow, you're advocating for South Africans to be more conscious about buying local. Just expand on that sentiment for us.
Yeah, so obviously, local businesses employ local people, and it's a virtuous circle. So while people are employed, they earn income, which they spend back in the local economy. So if you're pulling in foreign products and trying to sell it locally, you're not creating the employment that you need. So, and we have amazing businesses and amazing entrepreneurs that we should be supporting.
What you're proposing is clearly not just for today, though, because obviously we can't just wait for the economy to start picking up again and then going back to the way that we used to do things. You're talking about this being almost like a lifestyle thing where we regularly support local.
Absolutely. So we've certainly seen, if you just take the restaurant sector as an example, they were shut down. They weren't allowed to take any patrons in. They were only allowed to do takeaways and deliveries. And, you know, that's already shifted that whole sector and supported local people. So, you know, they used to have places they can congregate and socialize. That wasn't available. They now have access through other means to get access. And people have shifted their business models. So, I think there's some fundamental structural change that have happened already. But people still want to be social animals and interact.
Yes. So we have the much dreaded Q2 unemployment numbers coming out at the end of the month. And I suppose the question is how much of a bounce back the jobs market will be able to see in the coming months and quarters. But I suppose, of course, the SME sector can save the day because obviously it's known to be a sector that can create jobs.
So maybe some stats that we've picked up. So we've seen certain sectors of the market are back to 100% of pre-COVID levels and above. Things like the house and home sector, the building sector, FMCG, automotive sector. So they pretty much bounced back. But in the COVID period, they shed staff. They had to survive. So they've shed staff in the process. And there's a lagged effect of then taking those staff back on again. There's some sectors like the restaurant sector, a big employer, that are still only at sort of 70% of pre-COVID levels.
Yeah.
And many of them close their doors. And they can't survive with being 30% down turnover year on year. So, you know, they've got chefs and waiters and stuff still sitting at home waiting for a call, so please come back to work. So I think you'll see employment bouncing back, but it'll be very lagged.
Hmm. So even before COVID-19, the SME sector would often bemoan issues around not being paid on time by both government and private sector institutions. How important is it for those firms that have the liquidity and can do it for them to really effect those policies around paying SMEs on time? Because those cash flows can really make or break a business.
It's critical. Businesses first and foremost survive on cash flow, not profitability. So if they can't pay their suppliers, they can't pay their staff, they don't have a business. So any lag in payment drains cash flow, which means they're going to borrow money, which means it costs them more money. So it just becomes a negative cycle. So I think there's a moral obligation as businesses to pay our suppliers on time and make sure we ensure their survival.
Yeah. Look, coming back to the issue of financial assistance to SMEs, are there any lessons that you think should have been learned that need to be applied post-COVID to give these businesses a fighting chance? And we know that money is not the only issue.
So, I mean, there's a funding part, but you need to have a place to put it. If you can't trade, there's no point in taking money. It makes the problem worse. So do you see structural shifts in the businesses where they are going more digital, they are being better at marketing themselves, they're adapting their menus, their products, and shifting it. I mean, there's some structural changes they have to make going forward, which is they need to make sure they have a good business model, not a bad business model. They need to have sufficient working capital in their business to survive shocks. I think many of the businesses tend to eat each other's profits by undercutting each other.
Mm.
And that's not a sustainable model. Because when you have shocks like this to the system, you don't survive.
Yes. Profitability is key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right. And cash flow.
That was Carl Westvig. He's the CEO at Retail Capital, South Africa.